What is the Word of God? Is it not the words of God revealed to us by divine revelation through the writers who were carried along by the Spirit? This is what we confirmed on Confirmation Sundays in years past, and what we continue to confess. We claim to know about God and what He has in mind for us. And we claim to know this with confidence. To the rest of the world, this seems like arrogance. And the rest of the world, everything is deemed as relative. There's no such thing as absolute truth. All ideas should be read through the eyes of today's best minds and revised to have only those things that could really happen. To the rest of the world, this includes the Scriptures. The top minds of today think parts of the Bible might be true and other parts should be left out. As Dr. Robert Preuss, a seminary professor, put it in his work, Getting into the Theology of Concord, a study of the Book of Concord, even other churches declaim that the church will never achieve purity of doctrine, nor is it necessary. Therefore, we should concentrate our efforts toward ministry to people in their needs. The longest article in our confessions deals with good works and ministry to people and their needs, and insistently admonishes the church to follow such an enterprise. But, Preuss adds, this does not make doctrine less important. Today, when people are leaving the church in droves and abandoning the faith, we must keep our priorities straight. Dr. Preuss also refers back to Luther's time of the Reformation in his work as well, writing that the Church of the Reformation took Paul's admonition seriously when, after Luther's death, doctrinal controversies arose and threatened to destroy its unity in the gospel. The Lutheran churches recognized that the unity of the Spirit, which Paul stressed, could only be manifested when there was unanimity in doctrine and all its articles and the right use of the sacrament. Their program for unity and concord in a troubled church went as follows. And here Dr. Preuss quotes from the Formula of Concord. The primary requirement for basic and permanent concord within the church is a summary formula and pattern, unanimously approved, in which the summarized doctrine commonly confessed by the churches of the pure Christian religion is drawn together out of the Word of God. Dr. Preuss says about that, what a remarkable statement. Here is not the cynical despairing of the possibility of doctrinal unity so common to our relativistic age, not the sneering rejection of doctrinal unanimity as something inimical to man's freedom and autonomy. No, here is a statement of confidence in the unifying power of the Word and Spirit of God. Both the Word and our confessions unify us in proclaiming that the Bible is God's Word. Because it is God's Word, it is inerrant. It is all or nothing. And as we'll continue to hear, we don't pick and choose what we want from it, because it's not our words to choose or to judge, but God's Word that we get to proclaim. Paul wrote, I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in Him in all speech and knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you. As Lutherans, we boldly proclaim that we have all speech and knowledge about God in Jesus. We dare to herald God's Word. That is, we speak His Word as exactly that, His Word, not as a word that belongs to us. We dare to herald God's Word as just that, His Word. In the commentary notes for our text, we find that preaching gives witness to Christ, and the Corinthians' faithful receiving of it demonstrates the Spirit's confirmation of the message. You also, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have confirmed the message you received in the Lutheran Church's Missouri Synod's pulpit. You confess it as a witness of Christ, and your confirmation demonstrates the Spirit's working in you to fully receive it. As Paul wrote, you were enriched in Him in all speech and knowledge. All speech and knowledge. All. Not some. Not part. All. Against postmodern thinking, you have confirmed that you've received all of God's word. Now that you have made this good confession, be careful that you don't fall into picking and choosing parts over and against others. When people pick and choose to listen to some of the scriptures, they miss out on other parts of the scriptures. If someone were to choose to remove the parts of the scriptures concerning sin, such as sexual sins, that person would also lose out on the word of God at their deathbed. Well done, good and faithful servant. We do not pick and choose from God's word because it is just that, God's word. As Lutherans, we dare to proclaim and herald God's word in its full truth and purity. We can do this because we have received all knowledge of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Indeed, Paul wrote, "You were enriched in him in all speech and knowledge, so that you were not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ." Beginning this season of Advent, we are in a period of anticipation. We have a period of hope. We know our Lord will be returning, but that also means that we need to prepare. We do this preparation by repenting. Most certainly, our entire lives should be ones of repentance. But in Advent and Lent especially, we recognize our need to repent. In Lent, we hear about the vivid details of Jesus' death on the cross for our sins. In this time of Advent, we look forward to Jesus' second coming, and we question ourselves, are we prepared? When we look to see if we are ready, we find that none of us is as prepared as we should be. And so we repent. This doesn't mean doing nothing but repenting. It does, however, mean repenting when God's word shows us that we have done wrong. It means repenting each and every time we are brought to see that we have sinned against the Lord's word, daily, if not hourly. It means weekly confessing our sins here in the divine service. We repent, and we also receive. We receive all the spiritual gifts that Jesus has bought for us with his innocent suffering and death. The most important of these gifts is salvation, but also includes the means through which that salvation is brought to us. Those means being the means of grace. And the means of grace are nothing but the word and the sacraments. We receive forgiveness through these means every week as we receive God's word properly taught and his sacraments faithfully administered according to Jesus' instruction. All these gifts were given to us throughout the church year last year and will continue to be given to us this upcoming year of the Lord with us as well. It is through these means that, as Paul concludes, our Lord Jesus Christ will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In God's eyes, you are deemed guiltless for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has already sent you the Spirit to sanctify you and to keep you in the faith to life everlasting. Every time that you hear the word and receive the sacrament, the Spirit is at work in you, keeping you steadfast in the one true faith. That's what we believe according to the confessions, that the Spirit sanctifies and keeps us in the faith. We believe and trust that God will do what he has said. He is faithful, and you and I have been called into his fellowship. That is why we proclaim and herald his word, not as our own, but as his messengers. As Dr. Preuss put it, it is by agreement in pure doctrine that permanent concord and harmony can be achieved in the church. So, dear fellow redeemed in Christ, dare to be Lutheran. Dare to proclaim that you have received all of God's word and that you firmly believe it. And repent. Repent daily, if not hourly, of your sin, that you might be found prepared when our Savior returns. He has paid the price for your sin and will forgive you. God is faithful and will forgive you just as we hear in his word that he has revealed to you. His word, which is all about Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.